Okay, we are back in public session. We will do a roll call and note that the same people are in the room now as of 10:21 as they were at 8:30. So, Haley Lyons, committee member.
Gary Helmsley, committee member.
Julie Nadeau, board staff.
Joe Sullivan, committee member.
Greg Rogers, committee member.
Al Krakenberg, committee member.
James Wrong, board staff.
Therese Gahagan, board staff.
Rob Booth, committee member.
Scott Wright, board member, liaison to the committee.
Joel Parks, board staff.
Kimberly Fass, executive director.
Angie Hunt, board legal counsel. We will go right into during. Oh, okay. We will go right past that we just did and into making motions. Making motions from the purple major. Okay. We'll start with motions on case number 17-039. Someone else is going to have to learn at some point.
Yeah.
Anybody? Yeah. Learn what?
Hey, I'll go ahead and start, but anyone feel free to jump in if they want to try it. Case 17-039. I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a preliminary violation of both matters presented.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Abstention? Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Any other motions on that case number? Okay. Case number 18-042.
I'll take over for Joe. I'll make a motion under case 18-042 that there's sufficient evidence for both matters presented for a preliminary finding.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
I just, on the first matter, it's for other professional standards for performing preparation engagements that were not in accordance with current standards. I think that's fine. You could also sub that out into professional competence, which would be the same statute, but it'd be sub one, sub A, or sub B. I think they all apply. That was my only comment. So.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Do we need to go case number by case number on this?
Okay. I think so.
That'd be better. Okay. 17-061.
You know, flattery gets you everywhere.
Yeah.
In case 17-061, I'll make a motion to find preliminary evidence of violation under OAR 801 020 0620 sub 4 sub B. Firms authorized to bid and contract for muni audits.
Sufficient,
yes.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions?
Right. case 18-020, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a preliminary violation under OAR 801-010-0345, sub 1, requirement to register as a firm for performing and issuing Oregon Municipal Review and Oregon Municipal Audit Reports.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
I suppose I could have combined a few. My apologies.
I thought they were all separate.
Yeah. So, that being said, in the same case, 18-020, I will make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a preliminary violation under ORS 673-320 sub 4 for holding out as a CPA firm by filing at least 13 review and audit reports to the Oregon Secretary of State, despite having a terminated firm.
You want to toss the other one in?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Okay.
Case 18-020, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a preliminary violation under OAR 801-050-0020, sub 2, sub C, peer review enrollment for not being enrolled in peer review prior to issuing 3 municipal review and audit reports.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Case 18-035, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a preliminary violation under OAR 801-030-0010, sub 1, sub A, professional competence, and or OAR 801-030-0010, sub 2, auditing standards for audit deficiencies in municipal audits.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is opposed? Abstention?
Case 18-036, I'll make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a preliminary violation under OAR 801-030-0010, sub 1, sub B, due professional care for not timely responding to client communications and for not timely completing the review engagement for his client.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Yeah. And I think from commenting on the collection of those cases that are related, I think we all appreciated the tone of the respondent, but certainly there's some issues that need to be dealt with.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Case 18-001, I will make a motion to find sufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-030-0020, sub 2, reporting requirements when respondent failed to report the settlement agreement with the AICPA within 45 calendar days.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstention?
Make a motion to find insufficient evidence of a violation under OAR 801-030-0010, sub 1, sub A, professional competence, and or OAR 801-030-0010, sub 1, sub E, AICPA Rule 201, and or OAR 801-030-0010, sub 2, auditing standards. When respondent performed the audit of a California employee benefit plan.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, moving on to old business. Report from the December 7th work meeting.
At the risk of sounding like a broken record, I once again thank this committee for the work it puts in, a lot of work that's done that makes our jobs as board members much easier. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate the work that you put into it. With respect to specific cases, for the most part, the board found similar findings as what the complaints committee did. Couple of comments. There was one case where we did not, but it got to the, I'll call it the bugaboo of social media, is when things get out there on social media, the board is wrestling with how to deal with that and if there is a way to make that somehow clean up, and how does the CPA licensee have that ability to get that to clean up along the way. There was another case also that we administratively closed it because of a reading of the rules and the definitions that are in Oregon statute ultimately indicated that we probably did not have the ability to find a violation for a particular case. There was a companion case where we did, but there was in this case we could not, so that one was just administratively closed at that point. I would also say that you see me here today. The board will be having its meeting on February 1st, where it will pick up the new officers for the 19 year and new committee liaisons for the 19 year. So I may not be the liaison to go forward for 19. Don't know. We haven't made that determination yet at this point. But somebody else could be the liaison on a go forward basis. But I'm here today, good, bad, or otherwise. But again, thank you so much for the work that this committee does. The work that you do on the investigating and recommendations with respect to inquiries, whether they should be opened as cases, that seems to have gotten to a stage now where it's really streamlined the process, which you're seeing fewer that you were looking at today, which then means even fewer that come in front of the board. So at least personally on that, I say thank you very much. Far fewer that I have to read. Other than that, board, I said we'll meet on February 1st and deal with the cases we dealt with today.
Report of November 16th, BOAC meeting action items. I don't know what that is.
Is it this, Joel?
No, it was already submitted to that.
I'm sorry, I can't.
It was provided to him when he went earlier for mail outs.
Oh, okay. We've looked at it. Okay. We've got it in our email already and we looked at it. It was just the minutes.
The summary.
Okay, great. So the next meeting is proposed to be April 26th. It says pending approval. Who's approving it?
You all. Does it fit your schedule?
Have they already done the
doodle?
Does this, is, you raised before about officers for the 19 year?
Yeah. Did we do that last month?
Mm-hmm. We could have voted it in your absence, but you were here.
So we need to do that.
Unless you just want to keep going with it.
Well, I suppose we should just take a... Yeah. I mean, we should probably vote to either do new people or continue.
I propose that we continue.
Okay. You're doing a great job.
All those in favor. Yeah, 10:35. Should have drugged this out a whole bunch more. Yeah. That's fine. We can keep on my time schedule. I always have internal goals about these types of things.
You want to be back at the office by noon. So.
I did. I was like, I bet it will be back by noon. Scott's, you don't talk about anything else? What's that say? I think maybe like one or so. It was a challenge that I accepted. Okay. So...
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Any abstention?
Haley.
Everyone knows that. I'm in charge. So, April 26th, it will be the next meeting.
Okay.
Have a great tax season, everybody.
Yay.
Now I'll have time to get to the meeting because now